This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we found Boaz patiently walking through the maze of responding to Ruth's proposition. He acted with haste, but also with care. He knew, according to God's word, that there was a closer relative who would have first choice to be the kinsman redeemer Ruth and Naomi needed. Boaz wasn't going to circumvent that possibility. The next morning, he met with this man at the city gate where official business was conducted and gave this man the opportunity to be Ruth's kinsman redeemer. His heart must have sunk when the man said he would do it. But Boaz had planned his strategy well. He pointed out that if he accepted this responsibility, he would have to marry Ruth, the Moabite. At this, the man pulled back his offer. Boaz then gathered 10 elders together at the gate to be witnesses and released the man of his obligation by affirming publicly that he would assume the responsibility of becoming their kinsman redeemer. He made sure everything was done officially and then took Ruth as his wife. Though Ruth did not bear any children with Mahlon, shortly after her marriage to Boaz, she became pregnant and bore a son. This was a sign of God's blessing on their marriage and of all the wise, proper choices they had made leading up to their marriage. They didn't rush their relationship. They weighed all the issues carefully, including getting wise counsel. They protected each other's reputation before God and man. And God blessed far beyond their fondest imagination. They realized that choices, small and great, really do matter. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.